Welcome back to the College Station Cougar pregame show. The state championship game has arrived this morning as the Cougars get set to take on the Aledo Bearcats for the Division II Conference 5A state championship. But before we get to that, let's go back to the semifinal game last week against the McCallum Knights. Coach, this was a team that the stories you heard about McCallum, some of the criticisms is that maybe they hadn't been challenged very much. But then they go out and they knock Cal Allen out of the playoffs. But your team seemed to be in control from the opening kick. What was working for you, just your overall assessment on that game?
I think we felt like going in the game, it'd be very important for us to get out quick and play quick. That's one thing. We try to get our pace up, worked on hard the week before, just getting things to the perimeter, because defensively they've been giving up basically nothing all year. And their interior six we knew were very good. So the plan was to go in that game is to hit the ball the perimeter as much as we could quick and then come back and hit inside and then go back outside and just kind of go back and forth and try to loosen it up a little bit. The kids did a great job blocking things on a perimeter early and then coming back, hitting a couple big passes in there. But then I thought the offensive line settled in and did a real good job.
Now, we talked last week that the three players that they had, 2,000-yard rushers, including their quarterback, and then, of course, a 2,000-yard running back in Alex Julian. But your defense kept them contained all night long. What were you doing that was working so well?
Yeah, I think the main thing was, we talked about it a few times this year, but the kids just chased the ball hard, stayed in their lanes. That was the one thing you had to worry about is overrun the lane and cutbacks on all their zone stuff. But playing downhill and getting hats there, getting a hand on the ball carrier, and then letting the other guys arrive. Because, a lot of those tackles were not just solos. There was a lot of tackles where there were to be a guy there, to be four or five guys arrive. And that was kind of the plan, is just swarming the ball during that ball game.
Was there a point in that game, if you noticed any of the McCallum players, was there a point that you realized we've gotten under their skin?
Oh, I don't know. I guess you go along in a ball game, you never really look. It always seems like you never have enough points. You never have, enough first downs. You never move the ball, so you just kind of keep going. And, I think there was a point in there where they had scored, and right before halftime, I think we came right back and scored again. I thought that was a huge answer because they were going to get the ball to start the second half. So I think answering that right there, that score was big for us in momentum-wise.
Overall, you've talked before all year long about how this is a calm, cool, and collected football team in the Cougars, and that they don't get too hyped up. What was the feeling pregame and then during the course of the game?
Well, one thing I also emphasized this past week going into the game against McCallum was the fact that I didn't think our energy level was very good against Fort Bend Marshall. I don't know what it was. It was just kind of a weird pregame. So we talked a lot last week about energy level and getting the energy level right before the ball game. The kids did a good job of that. I felt like they were very up, very energetic. Obviously try to get them not to be tight in those situations. Go out and play and have fun. You've gotten this far. There's no reason to change anything. But again, that energy level was up last week, where I felt like it was much more conducive to us having a quick start.
Well, and from the press box, it came across too. I mean, again, just the looseness, if you will, of this team. What sort of leadership did you see? Anybody step up to kind of answer that call?
I think there was a few guys. I know offensively, I think Marquez, he's such a cool, calm leader anyway, and very not a real vocal leader. It's just not his style. But again, going out and performing early and quick and fast and getting the ball in a lot of guys' hands and getting everybody involved quickly, I think was big in that game also. And then I think, Conchola and Ben Wools on the defensive side, they're two guys that always carry pretty good energy and kind of get things going and riled up a little bit. And that's always good to see them pregame.
We talked before the interview about, kind of the stage that they were playing on, being an NFL stadium at NRG Stadium in Houston. And you mentioned that you got there early enough to allow them to get there and watch some of the previous game. Do you find that kind of helps ease them into the environment a little bit?
I would think it would, because otherwise you're back underneath the stadium in a locker room, hidden away from the field, because they wouldn't even let the kids go down toward the ramp. So there's nothing they do just being back and not even know when you're going to be coming out. So we took them out and watched at least a little over a quarter of the Cy Fair Westlake game, and just let them sit and relax and watch that and kind of take in the size of the stadium and everything, and then. With that game being on time, it helped a bunch. We'd go back in the locker room and then come out at regular time.
Mentioning Cy Fair Westlake, were you surprised at the outcome of that one?
Not really. I've heard a lot about Cy Fair this year, and that they're really good. I saw what they had done through their district and in the playoffs. So, but again, you look at it, you never know. You know, that time of the year, there were some penalties there late. I think that kind of hurt Westlake a little bit. But at the same time, you got to give credit where credit's due. And I think Cy Fair really, really played a strong defensive game that day.
Talking with College Station High School head coach Steve Huff. Coach, anything different this week? How do you prepare for what is every teenage boy's goal that plays football, and that is to play for a state championship?
Well, I think that you can't go around the fact of what you're doing and what you're playing for, and the stakes being this high. But honestly, to get here, the stakes have been high every week, so we really put no more emphasis on it than prepare kind of a regular week. We've toned things down the last 2 to 3 weeks, and really working hard to try to get the kids to the ball game, because you're a little beat up this time of the year and sickness and stuff like that. So we've kind of kept it pretty much status quo, just kind of going on with our normal routine and try not to overemphasize the game.
Looking at Aledo coming into this game, this is a team that offensively is able to put points on the board. Defensively, one of the best units you're going to face. But looking back at their game against Mansfield Legacy last week, looks like only 4 players touched the football in that entire game for the Bearcats. That was their quarterback, their running back, one and maybe another running back and a receiver. How do you contain that? And is that kind of like having to prepare for McCallum?
Oh, I'd say in a way, attack is a little bit different than McCallum, but same type of thought process. You know, they can throw the ball and will throw the ball, obviously. But at the same time, I think running is kind of rushing the ball is where they're going to make their living. So you're not going to stop it. The main thing is trying to find a way to slow it down. Again, kind of like last week, is finding a way to get the down and distance under control, where it's not second and short or second and medium all the time. Try to get to where it's second and longer. Make that comfort zone a little uneasy, because if you're consistently in a second and medium, second and short, that play call on second down becomes a lot easier. So trying to get that under control is big, and then also is staying away from the big chunk plays, the big break a tackle, reverse the field speed they have, getting out on the backside and getting a big run on you. Those type of things you got to cut down. Try to contain it and keep it a ball game. It's more between the tackles and not getting outside all the time and then cutting back on you, because that's always going to be a big thing with them.
Then you turn around the other side of the football. Their defense. This is a very strong unit you're going to be seeing. How do you prepare for that?
Much like we have the rest of the year, I think again you look at what they do and what they do well. Up front, they remind me of a couple teams in our district. Some big, strong, quick guys, and then linebackers flow downhill real well. And then secondary, they're linebacker size at the safety. So, but looking at all that stuff, again, it's like it's not going to be just an approach where we're going to just say, hey, we're going to line up and just do what we do here. We're going to run right at them and do this. It's got to be a mix up. You got to find a way to peek and poke, move the ball inside, outside, and try to get like we talked about on their offense, is try to get our chains under control. Don't always get yourself in a second long situation, and I think that's a lot to do with that first down call. But again, it's finding some consistency, ways to move the ball where it's more consistent for what you do with the kids and what they feel good about, because a lot of times you get in the flow of a game, you kind of find out things you worked on during the week aren't what really is happening. And so, this far along in the year, you hope the kids make that adjustment in the game.
Health-wise, how's the team looking coming into this game?
Yeah, I'd say for the most part, relatively healthy. We did lose our two starting corners 3 weeks ago, and Quandre is out for the year. Tony Taylor is still, right now still, we'll do more evaluation right at the beginning of the game, kind of see where he's at. But he has struggled to get back. But outside of that, I think anybody else's time of the year had some health issues besides that kind of stuff this time of the year with the colds and the flus and the strep throat and stuff like that. Besides that, we're relatively healthy.
You and I were talking before we started the interview as far as, at this point in your career, having been this far, this is your first time to coach in a state championship football game. How does it feel?
You know, I don't think it's going to set in. You know, I was driving down the road the other day and just kind of chuckled to myself thinking we're getting ready to play for state championship and didn't even, you know, it doesn't dawn on me. It didn't dawn on me after the game of the night because I think you're always so you know, just machine-like to go ahead to the next week. You just think for the next week, what do you got next? And so I'm sure when it all passes and settles down, you know, it'll be a nice time to sit back and think about, you know, what this group accomplished.
Looking at this week, the decision was made to go up on a Friday night and give the kids, I guess, a little extra rest time, if you will. That way, is that so you're not so hurried early on a Saturday morning trying to get to Arlington for the football game?
Absolutely. I would much rather drive up day of the game. If our game was at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I probably would have. But being 11 in the morning and that puts our meeting time at about 9 o'clock in the morning. There's no way possible. So taking them up and we're going to go up and practice at Euless Trinity, and then go on in. We're going to have our brotherhood dinner stuff up at a church up close to the stadium. And then, we'll take the kids to a ball game that night, and just let them see the stadium stuff and kind of relax a little bit. But it's going to be a pretty quick turnaround. By the time we get back to the motel and get them up next morning, 6:30, it's time to go.
Well, Coach, either way, this will be our last interview of the season, and certainly wish you Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, but also good luck against Toledo.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
College Station High School head coach Steve Huff. When we come back, the pregame show continues. You're listening to Cougar Football on the Zone.